From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 35 people have died in an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the southern part of Mexico Thursday evening. Lucy Fielder has the details.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents.
President Enrique Peña Nieto has also said that more aftershocks are likely. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan has the latest on Hurricane Irma.
Irma is going to move west-northwestward for the rest of today and tonight, and then begin to turn northward on Friday. And that's going to bring the track of the center close to and over the Florida Keys and then inland over Florida as we go through Saturday night and Sunday morning, bringing the core of the dangerous hurricane inland over Florida and then continuing moving northward through the Florida Peninsula Sunday night and into Monday, and then a weakening system moving into Georgia as a tropical storm and then weakening to a tropical depression.
Irma remains a Category 4 storm and has killed at least 20 people. Pope Francis is urging Colombians to reject vengeance as they move to end 50 years of civil war. As Francis celebrated Mass before a large crowd in a sprawling Bogota park, he urged leaders in Colombia to enact laws to end the injustice and social inequality that breeds violence. Colombians are deeply polarized as they prepare to receive thousands of former fighters of the FARC guerrilla group into society and aim to repair divisions that has been a war. This is Steve Miller for VOA News. Concessions are mounting in the tiny southern African kingdom of Lesotho after brazen killings of the nation's army chief earlier this week. Anita Powell has the story.
The killing of Lesotho's army chief has alarmed the nation's neighbors. On Tuesday, armed officers burst into the office of the nation's army chief, Lieutenant General Kwantle Motsamotso, and shot him dead. The assailants, officers who were the lead suspects in the 2015 killing of the previous army chief, were killed in a subsequent shootout. The Southern African Development Community was quick to condemn the incident as a barbaric and heinous act and sent a team to investigate the situation. Finance Minister Moketsi Majuru said he thinks the assailants wanted to punish the general for not protecting them from an investigation into the killing of the previous army chief. He doubts they were attempting a coup. Regional investigators are due to deliver their report on Tuesday's killing to Lesotho's government next week. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Donald Trump said he would prefer to avoid military action to deal with North Korea's nuclear threat, but said previous diplomatic efforts have failed to pressure Pyongyang from developing its missiles.
Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
Trump in past days has made phone calls to key counterparts in Asia and Europe as the U.S. explores other means of controlling North Korea's threat. The European Union is backing economic pressure on North Korea. China said it will support further UN measures against Pyongyang in response to North Korea's latest nuclear tests, but so far has not cut off oil and gas supplies to Pyongyang. About 200 people have held an unauthorized demonstration in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to protest their nation's joint military exercises with Russia this month. There were no arrests reported at the gathering. The military exercises are set to begin September 14 and have concerns among Belarus's beleaguered opposition that Russia could use them to establish a permanent military presence. The Baltic states have also expressed fears that Russia could try to annex them, as it did with Crimea in 2014. The brother of a former presidential hopeful in Rwanda says Diane Rwigara has been arrested again in the capital. Aristide Rwigara, who lives in the U.S., says his sister was taken from their Kigali home Friday along with their mother Adeline and sister Anne. Rwandan police have not been able to confirm the arrest. The Rwigara family says it has been targeted by the government over Rwigara's criticisms of longtime President Paul Kagame. For additional coverage and other stories, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.